This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Ports out here on the West Coast were largely back in business today after a weekend spent shut down over an ongoing labor dispute. Labor Secretary Tom Perez is in the mix now, trying to broker a deal between the shippers and the longshoremen, and they are, by all accounts, very close to a deal. But even when all is said and done, it could take weeks to clear the backlog that's been created. Marketplace's Amy Scott looks at the logistics of cleaning up this mess.
First, thousands of containers have to be unloaded from waiting ships. Then the goods need to be moved onto trucks and trains.
Of course, everybody wants it out of there like tomorrow.
Kent Gordine directs the Global Logistics and Transportation Program at the College of Charleston.
The reality is, you know, that the railroads and the trucking companies are just not really in a position to do that.
Then there's all the stuff waiting to ship out, like toys and produce. Citrus growers estimate they've already lost more than $100 million in potential sales during the slowdown. Bob Novak teaches business logistics at Penn State. He says when ships sit idle outside Oakland or L.A., there's a domino effect.
Those ships normally would reload and go back to China wherever they are going or go on to the next route. Now that slows that down.
Still, some downplay the long-term impact. Tom Derry is the CEO of the Institute for Supply Management. He expects it'll only take a few weeks to clear the backlog. He says given this isn't the first time West Coast ports have slowed down during contract negotiations, most companies planned for it.
While this is inconvenient and often leads to longer lead times or higher costs, most heads of supply chain have been developing contingency plans for months.
Like rerouting to ports in Canada, Mexico, and the Gulf. Japanese automakers are sending parts by airplane. Long term, though, Derry says West Coast ports could lose some business as companies get tired of the risk. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.